The United Nations has found Australia is failing to meet its obligations to people with disabilities. It's the first time the UN has assessed whether Australia is meeting its international requirements under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, to which Australia is a signatory. As a result, the UN has made a number of recommendations to the Australian government. Mandy Sammy reports.
Australia ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2008, but the United Nations has never assessed it to see whether the country is meeting its international obligations under the treaty. Now, for the first time, it has. On the 3rd and 4th of September, an Australian non-government delegation that included representatives from a number of disability groups went to the UN in Geneva. The spokesperson for the delegation, Sarah Irvine, says they provided information on the situation of people living with a disability in Australia.
Broadly, I think that Australia is an OECD country, and that's the benchmark that we have to be holding ourselves up against. And what clearly comes through to me is that while there are a lot of really positive things happening in Australia, we have the National Disability Strategy in place, and the introduction of the NDIS is obviously very positive. There are major areas where Australia is falling short, and I think a lot of Australians would actually be really quite surprised to find out about that. So with regard to the treatment of Indigenous people with disability, women with disability, children with disability, I mean, there's obviously a whole lot of areas, but there are some things that we really need to be focusing on and doing a whole lot better on. The reality is that people with disability don't have access to the same opportunities that people without disability have in Australia. We need to look at a way of giving people with disability a voice. I mean, there's a phrase that's often used, you know, nothing about us without us, and that's, I think, something that we really need to be focusing on, and I think that comes out in these concluding observations.
Therese Sands, the co-chief executive officer of People with Disability Australia, was among those on the delegation. She has welcomed the recommendations made by the UN committee.
It's evident that the voice of people with disability in Australia have been heard. I think we're just very pleased that the lived experience at that grassroots level was taken to a global level in the UN, that the UN listened, and then they provided these comments back to the Australian government to benefit the people with disability who are affected every day by these issues.
The CEO of First Peoples Disability Network, Damien Griffiths, says the Australian government is particularly failing Indigenous people with disabilities.
The worry that we have is that with the introduction of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, there'll be a perception that disability has been ticked off, if you like, but as the committee has mentioned, comparing with other OECD countries, Australia does very, very poorly indeed, particularly in the areas of employment, for example. And in terms of Aboriginal people with disabilities, it's difficult to think of any more disadvantaged Australians than Aboriginal people living with disability. And this is an issue that requires urgent attention and has been overlooked for far too long.
Carolyn Fromada, the Executive Director of Women with Disability Australia, also went to Geneva. She says Australians would be shocked to hear of some of the struggles people face.
I think it's pretty clear that the committee is very concerned about some of the more fundamental breaches of human rights, particularly around issues like forced sterilisation, violence against women and girls with disabilities, violence in institutions. They are some of the key sort of issues for women with disabilities. Again, I think the committee's picked up on concerns, long-standing concerns around substitute decision-making in Australia, and also definitely some of the issues around the need for an overall sort of national assessment of the status and situation of women and girls with disabilities in Australia.
Rosemary Keyes, the chair for the Australian Centre of Disability Law, says the release of this report gives the Australian government an opportunity to implement changes that will make a real difference.
I think it gives the Australian government something really strong to work with in identifying areas of reform and working within reform processes that have already started. They provide guidance for the government in the reform process, but they also become a mechanism for local disability organisations and advocacy organisations to work with the government for change and to ensure that there's reform occurring in these areas.
That's Rosemary Caius, the chair of the Australian Centre for Disability Law, ending that report from Mandy Sammy.